Today we begin the third parak with the Mishnah that we actually have discussed at length much earlier, back in the first parak, which was the Machlokes Rav Matan Bar Pada, which I will remind you of as we go along. However, before we begin, right now on this Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Tavshin Samachet, Chodesh Azabachem, we begin with a rousing
thank you in the Heilig Kiperek.
Misha Amar Hareni Nazir Megaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'echad Ve'im Gilach Yom Shloshim Yatsa. Now just to remind you, the Mishnah says, someone says Hareni Nazir, he doesn't give a time. Megiluach is on the 31st day, but if he's Megaleach on the 30th day, he's Yotzi. Now remember, there's a big machlokas earlier between Bar Poda and Rav Matna. So the question is, do we darshan from Yihyeh, which is Shloshim, or do we darshan to the 29 askarot of the word Nazir in the Parsha of Nazirut? So we really have two very, very different opinions. So the Machlokas over here would learn differently the Yom, the way in which we read the Mishnah over here. Because if you learn that the halacha is that you always have really only have 29 days for Naziris, that explains the sefer why it is that you can be Megaleach b'deavad on the 30th day and there's no problem. But if you hold that a Naziris is Shloshim Yom from Yihyeh, the only way to explain the fact that we allow you to be Megaleach on the 30th day is because Miktzat Hayom Kikulot. And if we hold 29 days, why would we bother putting it off until the 31st day? So that's because, if you recall it, according to Bar Pada, he says that we have to make a gzerah. Maybe you said shleimim. So if you would say, Areni nazir shloshim yom, shloshim yom shleimim, it would be the same as saying shloshim yom shleimim. So then we would not be yotze. The same thing would be a Rav Masna. You wouldn't be yotze with mikzayim kakula either. And memelo lechatchila, even though you didn't do that, we put it off lechatchila until the 31st day. But if you do it on the 30th day, you yotze. We had two different approaches. Hareini nazir shloshim yom. If he says beferush, I'm a nazir for 30 days, so then everybody would agree that im gilach liyom shloshim lo yatza, because the extra language is the equivalent of saying yamim shleimim, because if we would have said hareini nazir stam, he also would have been shloshim yom. So therefore, we have now the equivalent of somebody saying I want beferush. So according to Reb Masna Mamish, the halacha would be that you're for sure you're not yotze. Because here you can't say Mikzayom Kakulo. Now, even according to Bar Pada, since you said Shloshim Yom, so Shloshim Yom is for Shloshim Yom. Mishin Azar Shtei Naziriyot. How about if somebody was Mekabel on himself two consecutive Nazirot? So then, he's Megaleach Mechatchila, just as we said before, he's Megaleach HaTerishona on the 31st day. That 31st day becomes now the first day of the second Nazirot. And at Ashniya Yom Shishim Ve'echad, which means that 31st day will be the 61st day. But again, Im Gilachat Rishon Yom Shloshim, if, however, you were Megaleach a day earlier, you were Semech HaMitzvah Yom Kikulei, or Mikra Adin, it was only 29 days, according to Bar Pada. So then you can go ahead now, even Lechatchila, and be Megaleach Ashniya Yom Shishim. Not only that, because that's the 31st day, but not only that, if you went ahead and were Megaleach on the 59th day, you would also be Yotze, because we would say Mikzat Yom Kekulo in both directions. That was the Chiddush, if you recall. You could say Mikzat Yom Kekulo in the beginning, Mikzat Yom Kekulo in the end. So therefore you would be Yotze, even according to Rav Masna. Sheyom Shloshim Olelo Min Aminyan, which means that the 30th day, it counts towards the minion of the second Nazirut, is the way that Bar Pada explained it earlier. Okay, but Lamaise, it's true, if you hold Mikzas Yom Kekulo, according to both. Zo Edut Heid Rabbi Pepayas, Amishan Azar Shte Nazirut, Sheim Gilachat Rishana Yom Shloshim, Megaleach Atashniya Le Yom Shloshim, ואם גילך ביום שישים חסר אחד יצא שיום שלושים עולה לו מן המניין. And this in fact was the edus of Rabbi Pius, and along with the other edus in front of the Beis Din Yavne, that in fact you can be yotze with mixes yom kikulo beginning and the end, and that the chatchila you should have waited until the 60th, but if you did it on the 30th, but that you could be yotze even on the 59th. Now, the other question is the relationship of Tuma, which is also something that we've discussed earlier. We brought this Mishnah earlier. The halacha of what days Tuma would be Soiser. Now you could see that immediately there would be a big difference according to Bar Pada or according to Rav Masa. Because if what we're talking about is completing the Nezirut on the 29th day, then any Tuma on the 30th day should not affect you at all. You're just basically waiting another day to bring the Korbanos. If you hold like Rav Masna that the Nezirus is 30 days, so then if you became Tame on the 30th day before Havas Korbanos, so then you don't say Mixas Yom Kekula. Remember that his sheet is you say Mixas Yom Kekula only where you actually brought your Korbanos. That ends the day. It's like saying that the Avel hasn't gotten up yet, but still Mixas Yom Kekula. When he gets up, that's the Mixas Yom Kekula. Yeah, when he gets up and he does his Nezirus, with his korban and his haircut, that's the end of his Nezirus. And that's a machlokas with the haircut is ma'akev, we saw earlier. So now the Mishnah wants to explore, and we brought this in Raya's when we were discussing the various shitas of Bar Pada and Ramasna earlier, so this should be familiar to you. So it says the Mishnah like this. Somebody who went ahead now, and he said, Mishamar harini nazir. And now he was tamei on Yom Shloshim, even though it's the 30th day, would be Soiser Sakol. Why would he be Soiser Sakol? According to Masna, he would be Soiser Sakol Midioraita. Why Midioraita? Because he holds you only say Miksata Yom Kikulo after you've already brought the Korbanot. Over here, obviously, he didn't, otherwise there'd be no problem in becoming Tomei even the Chatchila. What about, according to Bar Pada, that you finished on the 29th day, why would you be soter anything if you were nitma on the 30th day? Remember that he holds it's a gezerah. That the Rabbanan said, since if a person would have said, Areni Nazir Shaloshim, instead of saying, when is this Nazir Stam? So that would be as if he said, Shleimim, so then Enachinami, he would not be able to be Yotze in 29 days. He would need 30 complete days. Because of that circumstance, the Rabbanim were gezer, so that if it was Nitma, he has to keep another Nazirus of 30 days. However, there's a big Daf Kamina, because that means it's only the Rabbanim. Obviously, the Rabbanim cannot be Mechayev to bring a Korban, or to be Megaleach improperly, because you're not bringing your Korban Tire. You put your Korban Tire off. So that means, according to him, you do not bring the Korbanos of a Nazir Tameh. You just keep an additional 30 days in Israel. It's a big difference in halacha, how to read those words, soter, depending on whether you hold of Rav Matna, or you hold of Bar Pada. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, eino soter al Shiva. There's nothing to be soter. And this, we said, is true even, how did Rav Matna explain this? What do you mean? Why would there be nothing to be soter? So Rav Matna explained that there's nothing to be soter because Rabbi Eliezer learns that Miksas Hayom Kekulo even before Havas Korbanos. That's how he explained it earlier, back on Davov. So that Rebbe Eliezer can say it's not a problem because you're saying he didn't bring his Korbanos. So fine, you'll have to wait another 7 days to become Tar, because you became Tobin. It takes 7 days now of Kaparat Duma Azoya and Tefillah in order for you to become Tar. But that's the only problem. It's not, remember, the word soter is a borrowed term in this context. You don't lose any of your days. You just have to end up keeping another 7 days, because otherwise you can't bring your korban count. It's a big dish. Okay. But Lemaisa, because Rabbi Eliezer holds the Mixas Yom Kekulo according to Ramasna, so there would be no problem. And therefore, even if you brought it before, there's not an issue. And according to Bar Pada, Rabbi Eliezer simply says, we don't make such a gezeira to make Shloshim Yom. What are we What do we make Nidlik? It's according to Musa Gzera. Anyways, all that Rabbi Eliezer is, the only machlokas Rabbi Eliezer has over here is whether it's Kedai to make the Takana, that's all. It's according to Bar Potter, the Nazir is only 29 beds. So anyway, the whole thing was a Takana. Hamreni Nazir Shloshim Yom. How about if he says Beferish Shloshim? So then Nitva Yom Shloshim Sotera Takol. That's everybody agrees over here. And Rabbi Eliezer would not disagree in this case, because since the whole halacha was based on Libet Rav Masna on Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, if the guy specifically said Shloshim Yom, why did he add that? He could have said already Nozir. If he's adding Shloshim Yom, he obviously meant Shleimim, in which case you can't say Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, you would be Seser HaKol in this case. So here everybody would be right. How about if he says already Nozir Me'ayom? So now, if he's nitma on the yom me'ah, sotera takol. That's clear, according to everybody. It's nothing to do with the machlokas from Masim Barpon anymore. The guy was makabel and himself the full naziris. Question is, that Rabbi Eliezer has this weird cheat to remember. Gemara asked earlier, where the heck do you get this from? Rabbi Eliezer, omer, eno sotera l'shloshim. This is astounding. How can you be so shloshim? Either you hold your seiser or you hold your non-seiser. What's checks the seiser shloshim? It says, Yamim Arishonim Yiplu. So either that means all of them, or this is not included under steers, and nothing should be Noifa. Just, I mean, obviously Shiva, in order to be Mashlim Yerdimei Taira, but that's all. So remember that the Gemara learned it out from a Gezeres HaKosev, according to Rabbi Eliezer. From the Biyom Melot. The Yom Melot, Yamei Nizro, we give him Nazir Stam, if it's on the Yom Melot. So if it's on the last day of the Nizirut, even though Lamaisa is still in the middle of his Nizirut, because he said Mea, doesn't matter. Because the Torah was Mechadish, Gzeres HaKosov, create a Nazir Stam, which is Shloshim Yom, in a case where the Tumah happens on the last day that's being Memale, the Nizirut. How about if he's Nitma Yom Mea Ve'echad? So there the Rabbanan say, even though it was Yom Me'av Achad, he is Soter Shloshim. He would still be Soter Shloshim Yom. This is according to the Tanakhama. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says, no, in this case, Eino Soter, Ela Shiva. There's no stira over here. There's just waiting the 7 days in order to bring your Karbanas. And what would be the Svara over here? Only because of a Gezerah. Because, I mean, where would we get 30 days of Libet Rabbonim? That really doesn't make any sense. But they don't darshan the pasuk of Tein Lo Nazira Stam in the Yom Melos. So this is a whole different halacha. This is because a Gezerah Rabbonim that is based on the following. If a person, let's say, the first case in the Mishnah is really what it's based on. In the first case, we said that if he goes ahead and he brings his korbanos and he does his giluach b'yom shloshim. In a case where he said nazir stam, he would be yotze. The thing is, though, that since that day was the yom melos, so really, if he would have become tamei on that day, he would have been tzayser shloshim yom. And therefore, we want to make a gezerah that when somebody goes ahead and he's bringing his korbanos and doing his giluach, even though that day is the 31st day, or in this case, the 101st day. And the truth is, as Tessus pointed out, we didn't have to go to a case of 101 in order to say this halacha. We could have gone to the same case of 31. But the point is that the day of the Tiglachas and the Bravos Karbonis that follows immediately the Nazirus is confused in people's mind with the Yom Elos, even when it's not the Yom Elos. So when it's the 31st day or the 101st day, people will confuse it with the 30th day. And on the 30th day, it clearly would have been Soser everything, because he's still holding in the middle of his Yom Elos. Therefore, we make a gezeirah according to Chachamim, at least to make sure that we cover the case where it really is the 30th day, that you should be making up 30 days. And therefore, it's Soser Shloshim Yom. This all Aliba de Rav Masna, who holds that the 30th day, the 30 days are actually derisive, would be on the 30th day. According to Bar Poda, you really finished on the 29th day. The 30th day, you're doing your Giluach, on the 30th day, not because it's the Yom Malos, but we said before that even so, he holds that Midrabbanan, there is always the chashash of getting that confused with the time when instead of saying Areni Nazir Stam, you say Areni Nazir Shloshim, thinking that's the same thing. But since you said Shloshim, really Chayav Shloshim Shleimim, and according to him in that case, it would be exactly the same as Rabbasa Shloshim. So he too, therefore, would hold that we would make a gezerah of Shloshim Aliba de Rabbonim. Masha'inkin, Aliba de Rabbeliezer, he doesn't see any need to make a gezerah of 101 or of 31 because of the possibility of confusing it with the 30th. Because remember, according to Rabbi Eliezer, even if it was the 30th, he holds Mikdash Yom Kekulo, and therefore there would be no problem of stira at all. It would always only be Seisr Shiva. So therefore here too he says, Eino Soter Ela Shiva. Okay. Says the Gemara, Misha Amar Reini Nazir, V'nitma Yom Shloshim, Soter Atakol, the Mishnah said, and Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eino Soter Ela Shiva. Again, the reason was, according to Ramas, Meir Seisr Midiraisa, because he holds that Shloshim is Midiraisa, and since you are not brought your Karbonis yet, you cannot say Mikzah Yom Kekulay. So it's like any other day, and you have to be starting over your Naziris. And everything would be Midiraisa, you'd bring Karbonis and so on. According to Bar Pata, you're already after the Yom Malos, because it was the 29th, was the Yom Malos. Anyway, we only pushed it off now to the 30th because we're afraid that a guy may say Shloshim, right? So it's not according to him anyway, not a Diraisa. It's no longer part of the Malos, but it was a Gezerah. Because in a case where a guy would have said Shloshim, Yitzhak wouldn't have been Yotze. So in that case, obviously, he would not bring Korbanos of a Nazir. The Rabbanon can't be Mechayim to bring Korbanos of a Nazir Tameh. But they can say, look, you know, he's going to have to keep the 30 days, because if not, nobody's going to believe us when we tell him to wait until the 30th day to be back of his carbonus. He says, oh, come on. You know that's not true, because how come Joe was Tuma on his 30th day, didn't have to be Masham 30 days? So therefore we made one Gezerah 30 days. If it's Tuma, you have to keep another 30 days, and all things. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Eino Soter L'Shiva. So either he holds the Yom makes such a Gezerah, which is Bar Pata's approach, or he holds Mikzah Yom Kekula, which is Rav Masna's approach, even though he didn't bring his Karbanos. Remember, we're just reviewing now the sugya that we had earlier. I'm just trying to keep reminding you of the two ways of learning. So the Gemara explains, what is the reason? Because Sova Rebbe Eliezer, Kol Achar Malot, Shiva Soter, since Lamaisa it's Achar Malot in this case, because Mikzah Yom Kekula, so then all that you're left with is the problem of Shiva. And there's no other problem. Hareini Nazir, the next case in the Mishnah. Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom. So then Nitma Yom Shloshim Soter Atakol. And in that case, Lo Polig Rebbe Eliezer. Why is that? Because we had a machlokas earlier, whether it means literally to Omar Shlemi, he literally said Shloshim Yomim Shlemim, or the extra Lashon, the fact that he said Shloshim instead of just saying Nazir Stam, is the equivalent of saying Shloshim. Fine, but whatever the case is over here, even Rebbe Eliezer's Maida, look, if you're in the middle of your Naziris, of course, then it's Seisr. That's not a question. So that would be Seisr. That's the Amar Shloshim. Okay, the next case in the Mishnah was, Hareini Nazir Me'a Yom, V'nitma Yom Me'a Soter Atakol, Rebbe Eliezer and also their Ela Shloshim. Why? Whether we have the Xeris Akosu, that we keep Shloshim and only Shloshim, because the Torah was Machanish, B'yom Malot, Yomei Nizro, that Shloshim is the day, and that's it. But Kula Kedavina Ba'ali B'dabar Pada Ramas, the way we explained it earlier. Entire story, as the Gemara says, make sure that you read it correctly, Ali B'dabar Pada and Ali B'dabar Masa, because it's two ways of learning each one of these pieces. Mishnah Zarvu Bebet HaKvarot. Now we have another issue. So the first Mishnah discusses not only the length of the Naziris, but what the impact is of Tuma on the Naziris. But what we didn't discuss is what happens if you start as a Nazir Tame. He's Mekabel the Naziris in a Beit HaKvarot. Or we'll see later on that he doesn't literally have to be in a Beit HaKvarot. He's Tame. But what would be the halach under such circumstances? Does the Naziris begin? But it makes a lot of nafkaminas. First of all, is he usher in Tiglachas? Is he usher in Shtiyas Yayin? When he gets out of the Beit HaKvarot, does he bring korbanos? Does he need to be remakabel as Naziris in order to start? These are all issues that we have to consider. Maybe Naziris has to begin in a state in which it's possible to maintain the Naziris. If he's already Tamei Meis, what's the chance of being makabel Naziris under the circumstances? Says the Mishnah, Mishnah Zarvu be Beit HaKvarot. I don't care how long he stays in this Beit HaKvarot. Afilo Hayasham Shloshim Yom. Could be there all 30 days. Eino Olinlo Min Aminyan. Veino Mevi Korban Tuma. Now, Eino Olelo Min Aminyan is a rather strange thing to say. I mean, obviously it's not Olelo Min Aminyan. Even if it had been Olelo Min Aminyan, if he would have been Tomei, he would have been Seisar Sakol. So what kind of crazy language is that? Eino Olelo Min Aminyan. Tuma would have been Seisar to all Naziris anyway. Of course it's not Olelo Min Aminyan. Very funny lashon. What it has to mean, says Taisus, "Eino alelo min aminyan," simply means it's just a way of saying that there would be no beginning even of naziris. I don't care how long you stay in there; it doesn't count as if you began your naziris. Since you didn't begin your naziris, we'll see that that's a machlokas. Didn't begin vis-a-vis anything, even the gabishtiyat yain. Didn't begin only in terms of akrava of a korban tuma. That we'll see in the Gemara. There's a machlokas amaroyim. But that's what it means. Didn't begin your naziris. Okay. If he was yotza from the Beit HaKvarot, and then he was nichnas, olelo min aminyan. Again, that's a machlokas. Exactly. Does that mean he was makabel naziris after going out? Because if you all know olelo min aminyan, the question is, did it ever begin? Or does he have to re-establish? We had this back in the dorm, by the way, when we talked about the Isser Balta Akra on Naziris. We spoke about this case. That over here, when a guy is Nazir in the Beis HaKvarot, if it was Ma'akra, a re-Kabbalah of his Naziris, that would be a Balta Akra. Remember the Gemara asks, how's the Shaykh Balta Akra? If he says, I'm really Nazir, so then he is a Nazir. What's Shaykh say, Balta Akra? If he says, I'm really Nazir, Akra Shloshim. Remember, we had the Gemara, maybe it says, I won't die before being the Kabbal Naziris. But this is one of the possible cases. We'll see, it's about locus. But in any event, in some sense, I mean, what it could be, simplest way of understanding it, is the guy left the Beis HaKvarot. Got Tohar. And now he was Makabal as a Naziris. He said, okay, now I'm ready to begin my Naziris. So under those circumstances, if he goes back in, then he would have to, in fact, it would be Olinoy Min Aminyan. And he would be maybe Korban Tuma. It was part of his Naziris. And now he has to start over again and bring a Korban. Rebbe Eliezer says, oh no, this is another tremendous Chiddush of Rebbe Eliezer. So one Chiddush of Rebbe Eliezer, he darshens the pasuk that beyond Malos, there's a din not of normal stira, but of becoming an Azir Stam. Fine. This is the other Chiddush of Rebbe Eliezer. That since the Torah says, Hayamim Arishonim Yiplu, Yamim is Lashon Rabim. Therefore, says Rebbe Eliezer, Lo Bo Bayom. You cannot be Mechayev the guy, the Seder of a Nazir Tamei, with Hayamim Arishanim Yiplu, and start over again, if he goes back on the same day, and he becomes Tamei, he was only a Nazir that day, not 2 days. A Nazir of a day, who becomes Tamei, does not enter into the dinim of Hayamim Arishanim Yiplu, Achilo Yamim Rishanim. You need to have at least 2 days. Which means, according to Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, we don't need to have Dafka this case. In other words, if a person was a Nazir, normal Nazir, not a Pesach Farz, he's already Nazir. And then that same day he became Tameh, so now I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer, he would not be maybe a Korban Tuma at all. What would happen? It would be Meina Shiva Yamei Nazirut.
And carry on.
And carry on and count the first day as his first day. Because there's no stira, because there was no Yamim Arishonim Yiplu. An amazing kind of thing. So he needs only another 29 days after becoming Tahar. So that it would be the same thing. that we had earlier of Hafsakat Nazirut for other purposes. And Hafsakat Nazirut we had with Tumat Sarat, for instance. When he finishes his Tumat Sarat, he goes back and counts first days. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's shaykh to have Hafsakat Nazirut of Tumat Mace, in exactly the same way you can have Hafsakat Nazirut of Tumat Sarat. The only difference is that there you only have one day that that can happen. At Tumat Sarat, it's any time during the course of the Nazirut. It's a remarkable halacha. Says the Gemara, Itzma. Now here's the machlokas amoraim I was referring to. Misha nazarvu bebeta kvarot. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nazirut chala alav. Actually, the Nazirut really was chal, says Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, I mean, since it was chal, you have all the dinim of a nazir. According to Reish Lakish, ain nazirut chala alav at all. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nazirut chala alav. So Rabbi Yochanan basically goes mitla talya v'kaima. The Nazirut is here the moment that he becomes tahor, kiven the mashkecha tahara, the moment that he walks out of that Beit HaKvarot and becomes tahor, the Nazirut will then also be chal legabe, counting the days. But, again, as Tosfos points out, the Gemara doesn't have to say all this complicated lashon. The Gemara could simply have said, Nazirut chala alav, in the sense of, not ki mashkechas tahara, but rather, we want to talk about Mashkachas Taira in terms of you have to bring a carbon tumah if you become stomach again. But you could easily have said, Chayel alav nazirus mehashta, therefore if he gets a haircut, or if he drinks, or if he's further mitameh, so then he would also be Chayel malka. So there's two separate idiom here. But since Lamaisa, because it doesn't say this, but it makes sense that since Lamaisa, the Mishnah was limiting its comments to the question of whether it's Eilin Lai. So in other words, the Shaila is whether it's B'chayev in the Karban Tuma so far. So Reb Yochanan talks about it in those terms. In other words, is the Nazirut Chal as soon as the Tuma is over? Lagabi does dinim, or does he have to be re-makabal on himself, the Nazirus? But the truth is, there's obviously three other major nafkaminas v'alok. Can he drink wine? Can he cut his hair? And can he be metame to a mace again? Further, because we'll see later on, he could be mekabel malchus for further tumah, even though he's already tame. Or for that matter, maybe even if a guy says to him, you better get out of this space of chorus if you're a nazir. We'll see later on what the din would be there. So according to Reish Lakish, the nazirus never began. It has to have a mokum of chalois to begin. If that mokum is not there at the moment that he makes the nazir, it's never going to be chal. He needs to make it chal. And if he doesn't make it chal, it'll be over on Baal Ta'acher immediately. But it's not going to be chal by itself. He'll have to say, Rashi says there, he doesn't have to make it chal in the sense of, say again, Areni Nazir. He could just say it. Okay, now it's time. Something like that. There's a Bekabal on himself, the state of Nazirut. He could say, Kasher Nadarti, then. He doesn't have to make a new neder. But there's no longer a definition. Like a guy will say, I promise to be a Nazir one day. That's basically what has happened to him, because when he was Makabal of the Zeris, according to Reish Lakish, he couldn't be Chal. So at one point he has to be Yotze, but it's not the moment that he gets out that it's going to automatically be Chal. So these are four major nafkaminas, Aliba, Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan. Do you need to be re-Makabal in the Zeris? And in the interim, are you going to get Malkus on Shtiyas Yayin, Tiglachas, and further Tum? So Reish Lakish says that in a case, Misha Nazavu Bevet HaKfarot, there's no problem. Ein Nazirut Chal Alav. I Hadar V'Yomar Chayel Alav. V'Lo Lo. If he says, okay, I'm now in the state that I promised I would be, so then it's Chal. But if not, not. Eser, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, how do you understand the Mishnah? Misha Nazavu Bevet HaKfarot. Afilu Yisham Shloshim Yom, Ein Olin Lo Min HaMinyan, Ve'no mevi korban tum'ah. So far, so good, huh? But the only point is that it's saying, Eino mevi korban tum'ah. There's a Mishnah making a point of saying that the issue is korban tum'ah. Okay? So korban tum'ah, who the Almighty? But that's the only issue. It's not that he's not a Nazir, Oh, Mecha, Chayala, Leah, how could you use a lotion? Ain't a big Korban Tumah, the guy's not a Nazir. Obviously, he's not a Bundah. He's not going to bring a Korban Tumah if he's not a Nazir. The Mishnah should just say, ain't a Nazir. Oh, my Leah says, Rish Lakish, that's what it's saying. Ain't a bit Torat Tumah. Ain't a bit Torat Korban. The point is not included in the whole Parsha. That's what it's saying. This guy could never bring a Korban Tumah based on the Naziris that he was Mekabel. I don't care what he does afterwards, unless, of course, he's Mekabel on himself again. Anyway, Misha Yat Tameh V'Nazar. And this is the Farish. Guy was Tameh already, which is the same case basically we're talking about. Nafkamina, Tameh, he's in Besek Forest. And now he's Nozer. Asur Legaleach V'Lishtot Yayin V'Latameh L'Metim. So you can say, okay, maybe that's Rabbanan, that they were Machronim. No, 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 no. V'im gilach, v'shatayayim, v'itbalabaitim, ha'reza sofeget arba'im. This is beferish. He's going to be chai of Malkus. Nusaki say the Nazir wasn't chaonim. See, I'm a bishleim a chaylev. And if you agree with me, says Rabbi Yochanan, the Nazir was bad simcha. So I know time is sofeget arba'im. But that would explain why he's chai of Malkus. I'm a lo chaylev. According to you, is Bechalad, there is no Nazir here yet. So am I so fegat arba'im Bechalad? And says the Gemara, for my askinan, beyotze v'nechnas. It's talking about over here, the case was, he was yotze, not literally yotze, I mean, he wasn't even in the Beis HaKvaras. Clearly yotze can't mean yotze from the Beis HaKvaras. Yotze from the Tumah. So as he already was Matayar himself, with Hazoya and Tfilah and so on, yotze, and now he was nechnas back into Tumah. That's what it's talking about. So over there, Enochinami, and of course, according to Rish Lakish, we're talking about, and it was Mekabel on himself, the Zeres, again. That's what it's referring to.
So the Tameh Nazar means he was a Nazar already? He got...
No. And then he goes back in, it's saying. And then he goes back in, after being, he goes back into his Naziris.
So he only became another after he became
right, so the only Kiddush over here is that Rabbi Eliezer is wrong. In other words, that there's no, that he's Bechuyev in all elements, including a carbon tumah, for going back in, even though it's the same day. Okay, fine.
And he still made it. Misha Yitam Benozer means when he was Tomei, and then he was went out, and then he went came in.
Right. Okay, so I mean, so in that case, he would be. The other chiddush is that I don't have to tell you it's makab, because it's a possibility that Tosfos entertains, because otherwise it's not really saying anything. It's got to be saying something, no? Somebody sort of mafarish, just saying not like Rabbi Eliezer. Tosfos, maybe it's telling you that since, why doesn't it mention that he had to be Mekabel Tumah? Because it's telling you that there's a chiyuv of Baal Ta'achar, which is a lav, if he isn't Mekabel immediately, according to Rish Lakish, his Naziris. He's not given any time at all, is the point. That's one possibility.
From the time he becomes Torah.
From the moment he becomes Torah, right.
That day, or
that day. Yeah, I mean, we'll see about that day, the next day, and the very next case, the nafkamina is between where he had been Tamei. That's really why there's a nafkamina between where he was Tar and became Tamei, because over there has to bring Korbanos, or where he started off being Tamei, but doesn't have to bring Korbanos. So one will be Chal on the seventh day, one will be Chal on the eighth day. That's why we need to make the nafkamina. But that we'll see tomorrow. But Lemaisa, right now, so again, there's three possibilities. Either not like Rabbi Eliezer, or it's telling me that, of course, he must have been Mekabel on himself, because otherwise he would be over on a Nisa D'Oraisa, on Baal Ta'achar, or the Kiddush is, as I mentioned, Rashi said earlier, he doesn't really have to say Arini Nazir again. He only has to say, okay, let's go. Or it's time for me to be Yotze Machiev, or Masha Amarti. So it's not like there's a new netter. It's just, he needs to indicate that he's ready to be Mekabel on himself, that netter. So one of those issues is really only Kiddush that would be saying over here. Because otherwise, a little bit silly. I mean, obviously, if he was mid-tire and he started again, that means, of course, it's going to be higher. So it must be coming to tell me something. Mishamar Harini Nazir, Megaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'Echad, Ve'im Gilach Ve'Yom Shloshim Yatsa. Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom, Im Gilach Ve'Yom Shloshim Lo Yatsa. Mishanazar Shtei Naziriyot, Megaleach At HaRishon HaYom Shloshim Ve'Echad, Ve'At HaShini HaYom Shloshim Ve'Echad, which is the 31st day. Ve'im Gilach At HaRishon HaYom Shloshim, as we said to our Yotze, Megaleach At HaShini HaYom Shishim, even Lechat Chilo, which is the 31st. Ve'im Gilach Yom Shishim Chaser Achat Yotze. And actually, this was the Ezu Edu Teyid Rabbi Papayas Al Mishan Azar Shtei Nazirut, She'im Gilach At HaRishonah Yom Shloshim, He's Lechat Chila Megaleach At HaShniya Yom Shishim. But, Im Gilach Yom Shishim Chaser Achat Yotze. Why? She'im Shloshim Olelo Min HaMinyan towards the second Nazirut. Misho Amar Reni Nazir. Nitma Yom Shloshim Soter Takol. This is either Midiraita or Rabbanan, right? Depending if you hold Stam Naziris is really 30. Rebbe Eliezer Omer Eino Soter Ela Shiva, because it makes us a Yom Kekula and we don't have a Gezer. Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom said Beferish, then Nitma Yom Shloshim Soter Takol according to anybody. Hareini Nazir Meya Yom Nitma Yom Me'a Soter Takol. Here, it says Rabbi Eliezer, there's a Gzeres HaKosov that says, Eina Soter LaShloshim. Nitma Yom Me'a V'Achad, we have a Takona Soter Shloshim Yom, according to the Tanakama, because otherwise you'll mix it up with the Yom Malos of a Nazir of Shloshim. That was Nitma on the Yom Shloshim V'Achad. And in that case, according to the Rabbanan who hold, that you don't say mitzvah yom kekula before havas karbonos, so then you would be zayser. So because of that, we make a gezera that on the 101st day is exactly the same thing. According to Rebbe Eliezer, there's nothing to make a gezera about. So according to him, anyway, you would say mitzvah yom kekula. So Rebbe Eliezer, Omer eno soter el shiva. Misha amar reni nazir v'nitma yom shloshim. Soter atako, Rebbe Eliezer Ena Soter la Shiva, Kasev Rebbe Eliezer Kolach Rebeloch, Shiva Soter. Fine. Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom, Venitma Yom Shloshim. Soter atako, in this case, Lord Pollock Rebbe Eliezer, because since he said Shleimim, or the equivalent of Shleimim, depending how you learn, so it's Varai, there's no mix of the Yom Kekulai, and even according to Bar Prada, Nazir is 30 days, if you say 30 days. Okay. Harini Nazir Mea Yom. V'nitma yom me'a, soter atakol, because you're certainly still in the Malay, and since it said me'a, you can't say mix yom kekula. He said beferish yom me'a. Rebbe Eliezer says all very nice, but eino soter ela shloshim, because you can't be soter more than shloshim because of gzeiras hakosav. That biyom melot you may nizro, tein lo you may nizir stav, which is shloshim yom. So it's impossible to have more than 30 days. Now, the entire sugi, of course, makes sure that you fit in the shitas. Kula kedavina ba'alibada bar padav rav mas. Remember, we asked all this back before, davtala, davot. What's the basis of stam nazir shloshim yom? Machlokas, whether it was because of yeh, so 30 is the araisa, or whether it's 29 mentions of nazir, so 29 is the araisa. Obviously, you're going to have to go through all of the above, as we did, alibada bar padav and alibada rav mas. Mishnazah, v'hu bebet ha-kvarot, filo ha-yasham 30 yom eno lelo min ha-minyan, v'eno mevi korban tuma. Tomorrow, remind me, I want to tell you over also the sheet. The Rambam has a very, very different sheet about all of this. He holds them, when we're talking about in the Beis HaKvarot, it's not the type of tuma that's Ma'ak of Naziris. So he has a completely different approach, but since none of the Rishonim on the Daf entertain that notion. I didn't mention it, but it would be kedai for us to go over it. So tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. So there, Yatzav Nechnas, Olin lo min ha-minyan, umevi korban tuma. Says Rebbe Eliezer, oh no. Even if he was Yatzav Nechnas, lo bo bayom, shemar v'yamim ha-rishonim yiplu, ad shiyu lo yamim rishonim. Itma. Mi shenazar, v'hu bebet ha-kvarot, Rebbe Yochanan amar, nizirut chala alav. Resh Lakish amar, automatically. Only Ihana Yomar Chayalale Milo Logs at the Yomar about the Acher. And obviously there's the other three big enough Kaminas, which is whether you're Chayav on Shtias Yayin Tiglachas and Tuma. Eisvei Rabbi Yochum Rish Lakish. Mishin Azar, Vuhu Bebet HaKvarot, Afilo Ayashem Shloshim Yom, Ein Olim Lo Menamin Yan, Veino Mevi Korban Tuma. Korban Tuma, Hudon Lo Maite. O Mecho Chayli Alei. O Malei, no. Means, Eino Betorat Tuma. Eino Betorat Korban is completely without the Nazirut yet. Eitvei Misha Yatamei Benazar, Asur Legaleach Lishtot Yayim Yatamei Lemeitim. Ve'im gilach, v'shatayim, so what do you want, says Rabbi Yochanan? He can't get a better, clearer statement that I'm right than this. So therefore he's so feget arbaim. But if you're going to tell me, lo chayle, he's a guy, he's not even a nazir. So what's Shach talk about so feget arbaim? Ha'chba b'yaskinan, b'yotze v'nichnas, and the chiddush is, bo'to yom, that he's going to be a nazir, or that he doesn't have to have a complete acceptance of a new Naziris, or that he's Vada going to be Mekabal Naziris because he's going to be over on Baal Ta'achar, whatever. But some small thing. Eser. En bein Tamesh Nazar le Nazir Tahor Shnitma. Ela Tamesh Nazar Shvi Shalom Lele Leminyan. Nazir Tahor Shnitma. En Shvi Shalom Lele Leminyan. Visa Kadaitach Lo Chayle. What's your character say? O Lele Leminyan. And what Ella's why? It's talking about there was Makabal Naziris. I mean, it's a stomach joke. The person Makabal Naziris on a day was retired. Why wouldn't it be Ella Minaminyan? This is a rather fatal question to Reish Lakish, which we will see. We will have to change our tune a bit tomorrow.